Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland
on News Talk.
Nothing energises me more than seeing the longer stretch in the day and the sun shining again. We're well on our way through spring at this stage, and of course, that means flowers are in bloom once more. So being inspired by the tulips and daffodils growing in my garden, for this week's industry review, I wanted to speak to three people in the flower business to see how they're getting on. I'm delighted to be joined this morning by Claire Ryan, the co-owner of The Crate. Anna Finley is the owner of Blooming Amazing Flower Company. And Britta Baranowski of the Flower Field in Wicklow and the former chair of the Irish Flower Farmers of Ireland also joins us. So ladies, you're all very welcome to the programme. Claire, we might start with you, if we may. The Crate. I know simplicity is your mantra. Tell us more about your business.
Yes, simplicity definitely is our mantra. So the mission for The Crate is basically making flower delivery beautifully simple. So we just looked at the flower industry when we were setting up The Crate, and we just always wanted an online business. But we wanted to really simplify the buying model. We looked at the States and in the UK and all of the different kind of like businesses that were emerging in sort of subscription models and that. And when we moved back to Dublin, we just looked at sort of the flower delivery industry in Ireland and thought it might need a little bit of a disruption. Rather than almost going onto a website and there can be so much choice and so many price points, very overwhelming. Yeah. And so we just decided, okay, let's pare this back. The sentiment behind sending flowers is huge for us. So there's always so much meaning that goes into why people send flowers. And so we found that like delivery systems and really kind of clean operations, that's very important. And that's something that we've put a huge emphasis on. But it's also sometimes the flowers themselves get missed and they kind of get forgotten and they have a short shelf life, or they kind of arrive and they're a little underwhelming compared to the thought that goes in behind sending flowers. So
as I understand it then, you come up with a weekly program where it only entails 15 different types of flowers.
Yes.
And two price points. Now I love the simplicity of that model because it's like it's easy to market.
You can't get it wrong.
it's you can see what you're getting. Price points are clear.
Yeah.
Yeah. And has that model worked for you?
It's really worked. We're growing like hugely, and I think the biggest thing is almost like we always take on board what our customers are saying to us. And that's like led us in a lot of different business decisions. And the biggest thing that we get told from Google reviews or just from our customers contacting us after they've received the flowers is, I love how beautiful the flowers were and I love how simple it was to order them. So we're hoping that we're kind of on the right path.
I think you might be on the money here. Let's bring in our second guest, Anna, from Blooming Amazing. Anna Finley, Blooming Amazing Flower Company. Now, you're a veteran of the e-commerce scene because you first went online in 1998. Tell us more, Anna.
Yeah, we did. We were probably very early into that part of the business, but we just thought we were fairly new to flowers actually at that stage, but we thought e-commerce was the way to go, and we've always had that as one of the main channels probably coming into our shops. I would see ourselves as a full service florist. So we would have people in the shop, we would have people online, we would do weddings, we would do large events, we do a lot of hotel work, you know, weekly arrangements into places like the Marker, the Conrad, places like that. So my main mantra is to keep flower shops on the high street. I think it's really, really important that we have lots of small businesses in on our high streets. I think it keeps it interesting for the general public.
Yeah, no, I think Anna, you're Scottish originally. What brought you to these shores?
An Irishman, actually.
There you go. I knew that was going to be the answer. Love and flowers, all very. So, and just tell us a little bit about your business, if you would. I know you had a number of retail outlets at different stages.
We did. We had a few. We were at three at one point. Just when the recession hit, we had three outlets: one in Dawson Street, one in Fox Rock, and the original one in Ranelagh.
Right.
Rents. I mean, again, I think rents are one of your bugbears as well. Rent is so high in Ireland, and I hung on as long as I could because I had such lovely staff members and I really didn't want to kind of give in, but eventually I had to. And luckily we own the building in Ranelagh. So without that, I think we would, I don't know if we'd still be here actually.
Right.
It went from highs. I mean, the beginning of 2008 was probably our best year ever. And overnight in September 2008, Dawson Street in particular went from zero to zero, basically.
And again, you know, you probably are well aware of this, Anna, but the city centre is still not back to anything near where it was. You know, it's going to be the last place to recover, unfortunately. Hopefully, but I totally agree with you. We do need small independent shops to keep the vibrancy. And to keep the cities alive, and indeed the towns right across the country. We'll come back to you in a second, Anna. I just want to bring in our third guest, and our third guest is Britta Baranowski, the owner of the Flower Field in Wicklow and former chair of the Irish Flower Farmers of Ireland. Now, Britta, you come at this maybe with a slightly different angle. Tell us a little about your business.
I do, I had that same situation that in 2008, I was working as a landscape architect, as a consultant for Carlow County Council, and it just dropped. You know, there just were no more jobs. So I then decided, out of necessity, I need a smaller product, and I need a exposure to people. And that's how I came up with the idea to grow flowers and then to sell them at the market. And basically, I have been doing that ever since. I still sell at the market. At the moment, I sell at Black Rock Market on a Saturday. And
you started in an Enniscorthy market, was that right?
I started in Enniscorthy. I started small because I had only just a few flowers, and I just sold what I had. And I was there for 4 years, and then I slowly went to Dublin.
Okay. And can I ask you then, as a flower grower, why do more people not grow flowers in Ireland? Surely our climate is reasonably good for the growing of said flowers.
I don't know, to be honest. I think it's when I first came to the market, people were just astonished and said, "You grew them? You grew them here in Ireland?" That couldn't be true.
Right. And what type of flowers do you grow primarily?
I grow all of them. Right. You see, because I sell directly to the customers, I am trying to have as long a season as possible. So I start with the bulbs, the daffodils, the tulips, and then I end with the dahlias anything that dies with.
So that brings you from what, April to October?
Middle of March, if I'm lucky. So it's good to get Mother's Day in if you can. And then end of October, if I'm lucky. And then I go back for Christmas with Christmas wreaths and so as well. And just in the last few years, I started to dry flowers as well. So now I'm mixing fresh flowers and dried flowers at the end of the season, where I might not have enough or not enough interesting flowers.
That sounds very interesting.
Works well as well.
Okay. Now, folks, if you've got any texts that you want to send us in here about flowers, about arrangements, about how you grow them, how you display them, how you arrange them, 53106, it'll only cost you 30 cents. And I'll release our experts to you there. They know a lot more than I do about this subject. Let's go back to you, Claire. In terms of your experience pre-setting up the crate, you worked in a few different places. Where did you gain your knowledge of the floral industry?
So I actually didn't work in the flower industry previously to setting up the crate. I worked in buying, and then I worked in PR for within the fashion industry.
Right.
So I actually came at the crate along with my business partner, Steph. She also worked in the fashion industry, but in visual merchandising and graphic design. So we kind of had complementary knowledge, but not of flowers, but actually of more design. And that's why it's a very design-led business, that we actually choose the colour palettes weekly. We design the flowers. We've gotten to know the flowers because we spent the first year literally understanding each season, all of the different varieties of flowers that come through every season. And that was kind of the biggest education for
us. Okay, And we do hear stories about, you know, the waste that might happen in the industry in places like Holland.
Yeah.
Even though I know they're very efficient as a nation, but I remember seeing, you know, some disturbing photographs in the past of a lot of waste. And you would like to think that if somebody goes to the trouble to grow something, that A, that they get paid for it, and B, that somebody gets to enjoy it.
That's absolutely, that's actually a big focus of ours, because I think that's where we don't carry so many different variations of flowers that you can order. We order to basically fulfill the following week. So we design our flowers, we order to an estimated sort of forecast quantity that we're going to sell. But because it's one style, we actually have a very low waste. So at the end of the week on a Friday, we want to see empty buckets. Yeah. And basically, there is a very small, minimal waste, and that we actually put into our marketing budget. So then we send our flowers out to just kind of like develop the name of the crate and that, and send it out to different sort of influential people. But we're very aware of that. And I think that's where we don't commit to sort of selling a dozen roses or all of these different kind of more traditional style flowers. We change with the seasons, and okay, we change weekly. That's, and it's been quite a good way of managing our waste.
Well, that sounds really, really interesting. Anna, can I go back to you and ask you about maybe the difference in the business? You know, you talk about being online and in 1998, all those years ago. How has the business changed from your perspective as somebody who's been in it so long?
Well, I think customer service has become even more important. I mean, online, it's lovely to get orders online, but people are still looking for the customer service, even in that element. You know, it's getting back to them saying your flowers have been delivered. If there's a little mistake in some of their message, a lot of people don't actually put their name at the end of their message. We, you know, you've got to follow up on these little details. That's really important. And it's a bigger part of our business, I think. It's, you know, from a retail point of view, from say just purely retail, not the wedding side of it or corporate side of it, it's probably now 50% of our business, whereas yeah, it would have probably back in, you know, it would have been a very small part of the business back in the late 90s. So that's really changed. But I think there's swing back. I mean, I think, yeah, people love to go online. We all love using Amazon when we have to, and all these things. You can get anything you want sort of same day. But I think it's the making sure that, like, we have a team of drivers who actually only drive for us. So each bouquet is delivered by hand. And so we know it's got there. We can have a picture of it sent to the customer. So I think those little things are what people yeah, are looking for now. They want the service as well as the convenience of being online.
Yeah. And can I ask you this, Anna, with the 2 years that we had through COVID, which were, you know, very challenging for lots of sectors, if you had no weddings, no corporate business, was it displaced by people sending flowers to each other just to cheer each other up, or was it a very tough 2 years?
Well, we had 11 weeks when the shop was completely closed. So we actually took that time to kind of redesign our whole website. So we launched with a new website, which really did help us. And it was lovely because Ranelagh is such a lovely village feel to it. And we had, initially the day we came back, we had so many people coming to the door and saying, oh my gosh, it's lovely that you're open again. And, you know, it was just really nice. And people were buying lots of plants and sending flowers to people. So yes, it was actually, it worked really, really well for us. And having upgraded the online helped, because then we went back into full lockdown after the following Christmas, which was kind of the weirdest thing ever, when we could, you know, sell, we could deliver, but we couldn't actually let people in the shop. Yeah. So we went through a whole Mother's Day and Valentine's Day, which from an organizational point of view was really difficult, because you had to have all your products there, you know, you had to have everything in and then store it and then send it out in one day, a little bit of a logistics nightmare. But for us, yeah, it was, I mean, people were just so good and so accommodating, and okay, we had lots and lots of orders. We were very lucky.
Right, now there's a lot of questions coming in, but there's one that's come in a number of times, and maybe Britta will help me with it. Hi, Bobby, could you ask your guests how to keep fresh cut flowers fresh for the longest possible time in a vase at home? Is it vase or vase? That's the question. And also, how long should roses actually last after you buy them if you put them in water? I suppose it's the same question that comes in from Karen. Can you help me with that, Britta?
Well, the principle is always keep them as cool as possible. So don't put them into a sunlight window with sunlight or beside the heating. And I advise customers to change the water every other day.
Right.
And then maybe recut the stems when you receive them as well.
Does the length of the stem make any difference?
Absolutely. The shorter the stem, the longer they will last.
Okay.
The fresher the flowers, the better they will last.
Yeah.
Which means if they're grown here and haven't had to travel, you know, they will last longer. So Irish grown flowers will be better
So if we're importing, as many of our florists do, flowers in from Amsterdam, would those flowers be, how old would they be when they get here? Even though I see, you know, trucks coming over through the night and all that, but you're going to lose a few days at least, aren't you?
Yeah, they're very efficient. You have to give it to them. They're brilliantly organized, but they are, I don't know, I would imagine 4 or 5 days, yeah, actually.
Mm. But, and tell me then about garage flowers, petrol forecourt flowers. Are they the enemy in your world?
No, not really. I just think it's a
As
waste.
Somebody who's bought it's them. what's your objection to petrol forecourt flowers?
I just think it's something we can no longer afford for environmental reasons, if nothing else. It's a waste. It's just a waste of flowers. Most of them go over. But I want to mention the Flower Farmers of Ireland, because 6 years ago, we founded 20 people about got together. Now we are about 75 members.
And your members are all growers of flowers.
They're all growers of flowers.
Isn't that great?
Now, the way I set up my business, you know, I ended up selling because that was the only way. But we now have many more people that are actually happy to sell to florists, that are looking for that opportunity, and that are very happy to just, what we need, the next step that we need now is for florists to approach Irish flower growers.
Yeah.
And even just if they get a portion, you know, I'm not saying we can cover all of the imports at the moment,
no,
but we can make a start.
No, I think that's great. I assume, and maybe the other ladies will confirm this, but I assume that there were probably problems with the consistency of supply in the past, in that there wasn't too many people growing flowers, in that the available stock would have been perhaps a little sporadic.
Or
is that fair to say or not?
It is, but it's also, as a grower, if I'm growing for the market as I do, I grow differently than I would grow if I want to supply a florist.
Right.
So I'm not interested in having hundreds of one type of flower, because I can't sell them that quickly. So I'm looking for different things. But we have now enough people that would be interested in growing for florists. And
Anna, so, what do you make of that? Irish flowers from Irish suppliers?
Yeah, well, so I've had an Irish supplier for the last 25 years, Brendan Goodman. He's from Dundalk, and I think his father before him grew flowers. So I would buy lilies, alstroemeria, freesia. Sometimes he has lovely Sweet William. So it is quite seasonal. It's really from March until October, the season would be.
Right.
So I buy from him every week. I would also buy all my foliage locally as well. It all comes from Red Cross in I think that's in Wicklow. So wherever possible. I mean, it makes sense. And I don't understand why we don't grow more flowers, because we do have that kind of temperature where it's not too hot, it's not too warm. But I think it may be the investment, you know, really to do it on a large scale, it needs greenhouses, etc.
Well, I'm very encouraged to hear Britta and her 75 associates that are in a position, because I think that could really influence the whole industry.
Absolutely.
I'm going to give the last word to you, Claire, in terms of buying Irish, sustainability, all things I think that are true to your heart.
Absolutely. I think Britta and I were actually speaking before this, and I think it's definitely really good to be opening up that conversation between sort of flower growers and flower retailers. And it's also something that I was actually saying, the subscription model could be something, because it allows you kind of plan ahead when you have subscriptions. So it could be a really interesting way of introducing Irish flowers, but almost drip feeding them in a seasonal manner, and then taking it from there, because I think all of us are in agreement that we're letting our customers decide where our businesses are going.
Okay, well, look, it's been a great discussion. I've enjoyed every second of it. I want to thank my three guests, Claire Ryan from The Crate, Anna Finley, the Blooming Amazing Flower Company, and Britta Baranowski from The Flower Field. Thank you so much for joining us all, one and all, and we wish you every success. And I hope that the Irish flower growers will go gangbusters, Britta. So best of luck to you all.
Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland.
Saturday morning at 11 on News Talk.